The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 571.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a director of TV commercials from the Philippines, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Dana DeSena. Dana, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be here, may I just add. And as mentioned, I am Dana DeSena. I am 22 years old. I'm from the Philippines. And yes, I am a director and a social media influencer.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Dana, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
Well, I have a lot, but if I had to choose just one, I would choose one by Matthew Hussey. He is a brilliant man and a life coach. And I love it when he said that, worry about loving ourselves first instead of loving the idea of other people loving us. And I think that it's so simply and eloquently put, and it's so true.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And I also believe that we should love ourselves first to know the kind of love that we deserve from others. So thanks for sharing that. And what would be your definition of self-confidence?
I think that, you know, like in it's so complex, right? It's like trying to define life itself. But so far in my journey, I can define it as, you know, self-love, loving yourself first and realizing how great you are. And I know it sounds cliche, but, you know, all of us have our great qualities, unique qualities. And once we learn to embrace that, then that's a time when we can truly empower ourselves and be confident.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And I love how you mentioned, you know, realizing how great you are, because as women, especially Asian women, you know, we never feel like we're great enough or we're good enough or we're worthy enough. And we have to, you know, work on that and realize that we're more than enough to go out there and do the things that we love and, you know, go after our dreams. So thanks for sharing that great definition. And Dana, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
It's really a matter of, you know, it's like the typical story where this girl tries to please everyone around her, you know, trying to make everyone happy. And she thinks that once she does make everyone happy, that in return, she will be too. But then, you know, obviously, that's not the case. I tried to make everyone happy and please everyone, you know, I go out of my way to impress people, you know, make them love me. But then at the end of the day, I realize, well, wait a minute, I'm the one who's not happy. I'm exhausted. I'm stressed out. And it's all because of, you know, just this idea of happiness in my head that if everyone around me is happy because of me, somehow their happiness will rub off on me. Well, it's just not, it's so wrong. It's such a wrong way to view the world. I mean, there's no way. I mean, there's, you know, there's nothing wrong with making people happy, but you have to put yourself first. And then from there, spread the positivity, spread the happiness that you've made within you, around you.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I think we're all brought up to please others, right? To make others happy and sacrifice our own happiness in the process, which is totally wrong, right? Because like you mentioned, we get stressed out. We don't feel good enough. We feel like this is a constant thing we always have to do to get that happiness, not realizing it starts from us, right? From ourselves. And what was that point in your life when you realized you were more than enough to be the person that you are today, have that confidence to be your true self? What was that aha moment?
I think that it happened when, well, you know, I'm 22 years old, obviously, I still will probably have a lot of aha moments, but I think the one that struck me the most, struck myself the most, is a trip that I made to Japan. I have always, you know, traveled in and out of Japan. I just love the country. I love the culture. I love the people. And there was just this one moment wherein I realized that the world is, you know, we have this tendency to sort of give ourselves limits, you know, like sort of create a fence around us like sheep. And we have this mentality that we have limits. But when I was there, I realized that the world is such a big place. It's such a big place. And I've been boxing myself in, you know, an imaginary fence that I've made for myself. And then I realized that there's so much possibility. There's no limit, and that you can be whatever you want to be. You know, like when we were kids, we wanted to be astronauts. We wanted to be, you know, all these crazy things. And as we grew up, we were like, well, that's not going to happen. But who says it can't happen? You know, there's a lot of potential in this world, and it's up to you to grab the opportunity, you know, and make something out of yourself, whatever it may be.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I think we all go through that, right? Thinking like, you know, we've been kept in this box or this border, not realizing we can step out of it. And yeah, you know, like traveling makes us realize this world is so much bigger than we realize, like, especially in Japan, like the culture, the people, like, you know, it's just, you go out there and you realize like there's more to life than just, you know, what we've been used to, been programmed to, right? And because of that, you know, like your realizations, what's your life been like now?
I think my life, in terms of, you know, my environment, the opportunities that I have, I realized that what's changed, the difference after that aha moment, is it's within me. You know, just because I had that moment, it doesn't mean that the world around me will change with me. Just because my perspective broadened, or, you know, just because I had this like positive outlook, it doesn't mean that the world will suddenly, you know, light up with me. But I think it changed in a way that, you know, I stopped complaining. Before, I always had this like victim mentality that, oh, my life is so difficult. You know, I self-pity. We all do at some point in our lives, right? And just now, it changed in a way that whatever is given to me, I'm grateful for it. And I try to make the best out of it. And because of that mentality, you know, things always fall into place. It definitely cleared out a lot of, you know, toxins within my mind. And I'm just able to think clearly. I've become goal-oriented. Like when I put something into perspective, I make sure that I, you know, I achieve it. I get it. I do it with flying colors. And all because my mind has become this positive place. And I, with every encounter that I get, whether it's a person from a coffee shop giving me my coffee in the morning, I try to spread, you know, the positive thoughts that I have. Like, have a great day, you know, this coffee's great. It's so simple. But, you know, with every act of positivity and just keep spreading it, you know, the world becomes a better place.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, spreading positivity. There's a coffee shop that I go to, and every time I order coffee from them, they have a post-it note with, you know, a positive quote, right? And, you know, it's like little things like this that really, you know, help you through your day, especially if you're going through a bad time or bad, you know, moment. You just know that it's not as bad as what it seems. So that, you know, little gesture makes a huge difference. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I think the most important tip would be just, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you know that you have, whether it's like this everyday grind that you do, if it's that sort of day, like where you go to your job and go home and just whatever it is, a big day or a regular day for you, just take a minute and just focus on the positives and appreciate them. Don't just create a bullet form in your head of the things that you're grateful for. Actually learn to appreciate them, whatever it may be, like waking up this morning, you know, getting to enjoy a cup of coffee, having a job, or even if you don't have a job, if you love something that you're doing, if you're at home taking care of your kids, which is, for me, honestly, I think it's like the most difficult job in the world, as I've witnessed with my mom and my sisters. You know, just be thankful for the things that you have, learn to appreciate them, and learn how to grow them in your own way, whatever it may be, and focus on the things that you love.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And, you know, and if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
The platform that I'm most active in is Instagram, just because I get to give daily updates to my readers, the very few and cool people who actually care about what I have to say. So my Instagram is Dana Decena. That's DanaDecena. And from there, you can just access all of my platforms.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Dana, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Dana's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really want to thank Dana today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Dana.
Thank you so much, Gina, for having me. I enjoyed this. Just, you know, talking to you as well. It's very enlightening.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.